with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good twilight, whatever time of day it is that you're listening. Good to have you on Saturday AM Live, and I really get when I just got to be a listener to the program live, which is always a treat to be able to connect with people that have tuned in or caught the recordings, and just have on board. It's good to have those of you who are going to be participating and contributing here in a few minutes live, the members of Team Rogers. And Connie D'Amico, I should have asked you, Connie, what you call your mentoring team, if it's Team D'Amico or if you guys have gotten more creative than come up with a more illustrious name. But at any rate, I want to give everybody the heads up right up front here that if you missed the email from either myself or I know Dave Johnson sent down two, he has got William Todd and Ben Woodward, NECANN's president Ben Woodward, and Royal Diamond William Todd are going to be on the Saturday edition of the Morning Rev here that will commence in exactly an hour. And if you're listening to this recording, I'll tell you up front that you can go to magneticleaders.com to catch the recording of that call. But for some reason, if you missed the phone number and the several emails that have come down, Dave Johnson's been a master doing conference calls for, well, as long as I've known Dave. And it is one of the easiest and simplest way to gather people all together in the comfort of their home. And most of us are audio listeners or audio learners. Can listen and glean a bunch of information at the same time. And that phone number, though, to tune into that call, area code 218-548-3988. Again, that's 218-548-3988. And the code, it's a five-digit code, is 838-54-POUND, 838-54-POUND. And I don't know how to describe William. I've known William for, oh goodness, how long have I been back in Oregon? 20 years now. And I remember first meeting him here at an event in Portland. And he lives just about, 2.5-3 hours away in Sisters, Oregon. He and his wife, Elizabeth, wonderful, wonderful people. And in the realm of mentoring and leadership principles and servant leadership, what an amazing individual. So him combined with NECANN's president, Ben Woodward, is going to be a fantastic call. I do encourage you to have something to write with to take notes because there's no way you can absorb it all at one time. And as far as, you know, painting the vision and you know, really allowing us to see what NECANN is and what it can be if we allow it to be, just a fantastic call. So I'll give that information at the end as well. And was there another announcement right up front? No, I think that was it. I do hope that both Mom, you're on the line, and other members of Team Rogers, you know the drill and how to demute your line, and if there's any background noise or anything like that, please just kind of, and then when I call on you. But we do two calls a week. This is one of them. The other one is really fast, and we're approaching about 25 members of our mentoring group, and it's all based on the quality enrollment. That's our goal every month, is to really hammer in and focus on the fact that I'm given this gift called NECANN, and it's more than just a product experience. That's usually where it starts for about 90% of us. That's what the statistics, 90%. Of a product experience, and then as we start to discover the philosophy, NECANN is not a magnetic company. They're not a network marketing company. It's ever been from the get a research and development company, in that they research and discover things across the globe, products and solutions that we can bring in and look at. I know those terms, you know, when I first started hearing them years ago, were really kind of foreign. How can you create like cocoon of wellness. Well, you can. When we start to be aware of what's around us. I'm sitting right now in a far infrared sauna, not on, but yet still some of the proprietary elements, I get to absorb them just from sitting in its presence. And even better when I do turn it on. But I've got my thermals, my Nikki thermals on right now, bracelets, my M-strides in my slippers. And so I've surrounded. That's where most people get introduced, Nikan. And then as we discover the five pillars of health, behind that healthy body comes mind, family, finances, and society, how to keep in balance. And that's what this thing is all about. And then the funnest part is when we start sharing that with other people, maybe directly or indirectly, and this whole concept being a quality enrollment, shooting to number one, get on autoship. And as I helped introduce 2 days ago, a brand new person who was quality enrolled this month, invested in a demo pack, and then got on autoship, the benefits of being on autoship every single month to take advantage of Nikan's consumables and Oh, I'm getting a note here that I'm breaking up really, really bad. So I'm going to, I guess I might have to relocate, which is not a bad thing. I can do that. Because I'll, and thank you for that note, Jerry. I was trying something new here, and now I'm getting all kinds of response from people. So hopefully this will be a little bit better. I'm relocating a little closer over to the main station. I was trying something different. And obviously it didn't work. So hopefully I can get a response back from either Lee or Jerry to let me know if this is a much better location where I'm standing right now. And I'll just stand for the remainder of the call. I can do that. But Ben Woodward shared this week two words. And I would encourage you to jot them down and think about it. The word priority and the word decide. The word priority was first added to the English language or the English dictionary back in the 1400s. And for the first 400 years, it was a singular term, priority meaning one. There was one priority, the first thing or the prior thing. And when we make a decision to become associated with Nikan, for more than just as a product user, but in the mode of wanting to share it with other people, to pass on the gift. If it's a priority, then it becomes that singular thing. It's a focus. It's like being a new parent. When that you bring that baby home, that's all you can think about because that's your primary concern. That's your focus. And when we understand the word priority as a singular term, it changes. Now, it wasn't until the late 1800s that word morphed and it became a plural word, as in priorities, that all of a sudden we start multitasking. And today, in the 21st century, has gone way out of control because we think it's fun to multitask and we actually, consider it a badge of honor, a badge of courage that, oh, I'm multitasking right now doing this. But what it does, it frazzles us. It wears us out. That is, if we're focused on one thing, Billy Graham, who is by all means known as one of the greatest evangelists of all times, every article, every book I've read about him, every interview that anybody's done, they say that when you're with him, you are his priority. He completely isolates you as it, the 100% focus. And the opportunity that we have a priority is that decision that we come to. And the word decide was the second one that Ben shared with us on our leadership call this week, and that is to kill or to cut off any alternative, to kill or cut off any other alternative that comes down the pike. And we all go through different seasons, and I think the biggest thing that a singular focus is making that decision to say, I want Nikan to be a priority for me so that I can better other people's lives, just like the person who shared it with me. And maybe it wasn't a priority for them. Maybe it was just kind of a happenstance, you know, chance encounter, or who knows. But I think for me, I keep thinking about the reality that we have and the focus that we can have when we make it that. And there was two things that jumped out as I was chewing on these two words this week. And I'm not going to get preachy, but my background, I studied 2 years to be a pastor and then had a year living overseas to, you know, get some direct application in that arena. And was never licensed or ordained, so I'm not licensed to marry or bury people. Sorry. But two things that jumped out, two short passages, and all of us have heard this, whether we any amount of time in a church every weekend, but Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. The version I read out says, without revelation, people run wild. They just run amok. And then, you know, if we don't have that vision, if we don't have that priority, we kind of get, you know, strayed all over the place. And then the other one is something I learned years ago, or just was brought to my attention years ago by Dave Stoltzis, one of the Royal Diamonds in Nikin, in our group, and out of the book Habakkuk. It was a minor prophet. And he was clearly given the instruction of write down the vision, clearly inscribe it, so that anyone may easily read it. And then it goes on to talk about when they read it, they can run with it. And I kept thinking those two words, those two passages talking about that word vision, the priority of writing it down. And that's what we're going to focus in on and talk about today. And several of the members of Team Rogers, Lee, Doug, Lisa, and I'm trying to remember some of the others that weren't able to jump on our other call this week. But what's your vision for this month, for the month of May? What are the goals that you've thrown out there? And they have to be written down. It has to become priority, and we tweak them, we make them more specific. And the beautiful thing about writing goals down, and if you've never been one to write goals down, it's not very difficult, and especially in Nikan, if you're brand new or you've been in Nikan for a while, just simply say, hey, what's a goal as far as sharing with other people? Well, I'd like to introduce one person that becomes a customer, or maybe two, or one person that becomes a consultant to join with the intention of sharing it with other people. And writing them down and making them specific, on or before May 31st. And one of the things that we discovered this week with the group was that writing down something as specific as I want to have two, or I want to have, you know, fill in the blank, whatever number it is for you, customers who jump on board with AutoShip. And we all know that, I'm coming up on 20 years that Stacy and I have been taking advantage of AutoShip. The month before we got married in August of 1995, joining AutoShip because it could save an extra 10%. Well, that made sense to me. And, I mean, why pay $92 for a canister of Vital Balance when I can get it for $83? You know, that extra 10%, that adds up. And then that second reason right behind that was to ensure that we'd never miss a check. Because if we got our AutoShip every single month and that we always have that $100 minimum, then we'll never miss a check. And I've seen this happen time and time and time again with people who have AutoShip, where they place an order and they forget about that $100 minimum. It's not a requirement by law by any means. It's just something that Nikan says, hey, we consider you active if you're consuming or sharing at least $100 with other people. And as we were setting, going through our goals on our call earlier this week, I wrote down and I tweaked it, and I wrote two AutoShip customers. Well, wouldn't you know, less than 12 hours later, I get a text from a customer who says, Vance, I need three canisters of the Vital Balance, one of chocolate and two of the green, as he described the vanilla. And I thought, oh, my goodness, he's ordered many, many of these canisters from me. I can set them up on an AutoShip, and that's what I did. And I wasn't sure how often he was going to continue ordering it. So I just set him up on a biannual auto ship. That way his information's in the computer. I don't have to ask him for his credit card anymore. And boom, there was one of my two. And then just yesterday, I got a lead from Niken for a second customer this month. And I thought, this is really getting fun. Now, this was a customer that was assigned to us, and that's one of the benefits of making that decision as a business-minded person is to take advantage of the Premier package for $25 a month, or sorry, $24.95, and the extra perks that go along with that, 3% discount for any ordering, but then also having Niken send us leads. The people that inquire about Niken, they've heard about magnetics or they've heard about far infrared or living water, and Niken just passes the leads on to us, and it's our responsibility to follow up with them, and it's free business. And you get, you know, one or two decent orders a month, a $200 retail order that'll more than pay for that fee, that monthly fee. And then the other business attributes that go along with it are just well worth it. And later this year, I don't have a date on it yet, but I think they're targeting in October to unveil completely the overhauled and new and improved website that'll have more features than we can even imagine in knowing what to do with. But I think the biggest key here that I want to stress, and I want to jump right on into it, well, first I'm going to have Mom. I know you're on the line, at least I'm hoping you're on the line, share some of the things that you gleaned from even William Todd shared on the call, talking about a paradigm shift, you know, that the importance is, number one, we've got to make that decision. And that's really what I wanted to, you know, kind of parlay as we jump into the weekend, is that we got to write these things down, make it very, very clear, and even sharing with people, and I found this to be very empowering. When I talk to people, they say that, you know, you're part of my monthly goals, in that really I was looking for a couple more people that would join us, become part of our team, and take advantage of this thing called AutoShip. And when people ask and inquire, what do you mean AutoShip? Is that like I have to do it every month? Well, no, you can cancel at any time. There's no, you know, binding agreement that you sign in blood. But the benefits of it are that every single month, especially when it comes to Niken consumables, check them out, because I think you're going to really, really like the benefits. And I talked to a gentleman who will be one of our customers here in the next couple of days. The other day went to a complete immunity infusion, and his body rejected it. This was his seventh one, and this is the second time that his body rejected it and completely freaked out. And he told me, Vance, I want to check out what you guys have got, because this, I can't do this anymore. And his immune system somehow is completely fried, and I'm not sure because we haven't gotten into that, but he's eager to, there's one solution, Niken's immunity. And I told him, I said, you know, we got nothing to lose, it sounds like, and everything to gain. He said, no, I'm willing to go for it. So it's just a matter of getting the date scheduled and the two of us getting together, well, him and his wife, and sitting down and showing them the Niken, you know, wellness home and the options that we have. And members of Team Rogers, I hope you're dialed in and ready to go. You got your goals ready to share. And Mom, I'm curious, what are some of the things that you gleaned from the Diamond and Royal Diamond call this week with Ben?
Well, I mislaid my, as I was carrying it around, looking at it and commenting to different people this week. I didn't put it back in my folder, so I don't have Ben's notes. I've got ours from the previous one that I did. But was there one thing that popped out? Because there were several things on there that I know that I really liked. That's why I was carrying it around with me all week. But I'm at a loss for what I had commented on before. Give one thought that.
Well, you know, I think
I remember what I on the thing with the experience I had with the Kangen, never making.
Well, that's an itself.
Example.
Well, and I talked to a new consultant this week who described her Kangen water unit is one that produces reverse osmosis. And I went, oh my goodness, she's got a $4,000 water unit, and she's been told or she's been led to believe that it produces reverse osmosis water, and that's not at all the truth. And not to get sidetracked on one aspect of our wellness home, but what Mom is referring to is that she's had, and for those of you who don't know, I call her Mom. Her name's Char Rogers, and she is my mom. And so, you know, by the way, Mom, happy Mother's Day early.
Thank you.
But we've, over the last few years, we've had several encounters with people that are close friends of ours or acquaintances or people we've met that have invested several thousand dollars, anywhere from $1,200 up to $5,000 into a Kangen water unit, and it does not produce reverse osmosis water. Reverse osmosis is acidic. It produces water that's slightly higher alkaline. And I think, Mom, your greatest aha or takeaway this week.
There were two actually, and one of them is just the principle behind it. When we kind of have a mindset when we ask enough questions and we think we've got a know enough about it, a valid answer, we kind of make a decision on what direction we're going to go, and our mind is somewhat made up that, well, this is not an area they'd be interested, which is only human nature, because that's what you're trying to do, is go down the roads whenever you're talking to a person that will be in their highest interest level. Well, when I got the information that they had a $5,000 unit already, that would not, and they were sold on it, and they were selling it, that would not be the first avenue I would go down in conversation with them. Right?
So you're not going to go for the jugular and say, oh, man, well, let us show you Nikon's water unit, because
shoot myself in the foot.
Well, then I can prove how stupid you were for investing that much money into that unit. It'd be like telling somebody who just bought a Toyota, oh, man, that was stupid, a Honda. They're both Japanese cars. A Honda is so much better. Let me show you why you were so foolish. No.
Right.
No.
You just don't do that. And so, you know, this is what I had gone in with that caused me to think, well, you know, this is not, I'm not going to go there. But, you know, maybe along with the fact that I knew she had a very serious back problem, and I didn't know some of the other health challenges she had, but it was all about the back. It started with the back flex, and that was the only thing she wanted, and she definitely was not interested in the business.
And let me throw in here, too, she was a customer that was referred to you.
Right. She had she wanted somebody in her area, so she put in her zip code, and when our name popped up, she goes, oh, I know them. I got products from them before. I do not remember her getting products from me. She seemed somewhat familiar, but, you know, that it's been 18 years ago. Well, a lot of water under the bridge. So anyway, I went in the first time I delivered the back flex. There was not time to talk. At the door, would not take the money. This is my policy over and over. I do not want to sell one item. I want to make them aware of what is available in Nikan. And if I sell an item and they think they're being fulfilled as to what they want and collect the money for it, I may not have another chance. I felt very comfortable with not taking any money. I knew where she lived. I was the one that was dropping it off. And so I said, no, I don't want your money. I don't even know right to the penny how much it is. And so those other questions you had that you don't have time for now, we'll get together and then we'll take care of it. And so that was easy. Finally, she said yes. She wanted to hand me a $100 bill just to cover it and let me give her the change. I don't do that ever because I don't want to be the one that forgets. So anyway, we got together the next time, and I went in with the sport bottle as one of the extras, because she had told me several things that she wanted to see after I'd handed her the catalog and she'd gone through it. So anyway, we sat down and I said, oh, and this is one product, after we'd covered all the things she was interested in, I said, this is one product I thought possibly if you do a lot of running around or traveling, you might want to have with you because it gives you a portable good water source. And she says, when you say good water source, can you describe that to me? I go, I sure can. So I said, it takes the water it cleans the water, conditions the water, and takes it to a somewhere in the range of up to a 9.5 to a 10.5 in alkalinity. And she looks at me and she says, oh, that can't be. And I said, excuse me? She says, that's really high. I've never heard of anything portable or even anything else that takes it up to that and does what you said. And I said, well, you know, I just know that's what the company stands behind. And, you know, that's the way it is. I've trusted them for going into 23 years. So anyway, I said at a later time I could, you know, set up a water test. This may not be the most pristine bottle right now. I've used it a lot. I'd probably want to change the filter and so forth. And she said, well, I noticed you had a bigger unit. And I said, we do. And I just pretend I didn't have that preconceived idea. And she said, what about that one? Does it take it to the same level? And I said, actually one point below that. And she says, why would they do that? And I said, well, they just figure that when we're out and about, we're probably getting a more acidic food intake than we would at home, where we can be more careful about what we're putting in our mouth, so they made it a little bit higher. And she said, really?
And Mom, let me stop you right there, because for those of you who are trying to figure out, I want to point out a couple things here for people who are going, now, Vance, how in the world does this tie into, you know, having a vision and writing things down? Well, the bottom line is that when we set our intentions and our beliefs and make it a priority, and cut out the non-essential things and say, you know, I want to be an essentialist. These are the things that I'm going to say no to so that I can focus in on this, is that learning a couple things about, you don't have to be a master and an engineer and a technical expert on all the things that Nikan has. But understanding that little simple principle of, well, why would the bottle, why would Nikan's sports bottle produce a slightly higher alkaline? Well, it's because when you're out and about, we're all human, we're going to be on the go, we're probably going to be eating things that are not normally what we would eat at home, and that they're probably going to be a little bit more acidic. And that's where we're going to need a slightly bigger boost of alkalinity to help offset that. And so, because we can control it when we're in our home, hopefully as wellness consultants, hopefully, that you're looking at the aspects of wellness, and that nutrition is a big part of that, and you're starting to learn that, you know, you don't want to eat McDonald's. You know, I sat with a gentleman last night who just had open heart surgery and two stents inserted, and he said, you know, he looked right at Stacy and I, and he said, you know, I wish I would have known that McDonald's has been trying to kill me all these years. Here I thought, you know, eating their scrambled eggs 2-3 times a week was no big deal. You know, he said, but they're, and he said, they're trying to kill me. They kind of put me in the grave. But having that aspect of Nikan's water in a bottle, and I think, Mom, the other biggest thing that I'm gleaning from the way you presented it to Joni, was that you didn't go in there with this agenda to try and convert her and, again, make her feel awkward or foolish for the huge investment that she spent on a water unit that's plumbed and wired in to her home. Because that's never our agenda. That's never our goal. Because she,
well, you know, she went, and that was it. As it came down to it, and I can make it very brief. She wanted something for travel. The sport bottle would have been great, but it's still, you know, when you're in a, I think she's going to be in a motorhome for about 6 weeks, and she said, you know, I have a good unit that I really like, and I said, oh. I didn't say I didn't know, I just said, oh. And she said, we paid $5,000 for it. It's a Kangen unit. And she said it produces very, very good results. It has produced very good results for us. She was a cancer survivor. And I think that's about the time that she got it. seemed like she said she had had, it was either 11 or 13 years. And she, so anyway, I just said, oh, okay. But she says, this one doesn't look very big. Show me about how big it is. And I measured it out with my hand. And she says, could I test that against our water? And I said, you certainly may. I will need to put in the solar in. I was about to do that anyway. And I had never changed the rocks. And so I thought, well, I'm going to bring it up to power all the way around. She said, well, could you let me know as soon as you have that done? Well, this was over the weekend. It was Friday, and I said, well, I'll do that over the weekend. And Monday morning, the phone rang, and she said, did you get your unit cleaned up? I want a demo on it, ASAP. And I said, well, I can be there in about an hour and a half. Let me finish up what I'm doing here, and I'll just bring it over. Well, I didn't have any drops, and I knew she would. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to leave it all up to her to do it. And so I did it, and it came out a full level above in the color. And she ran back. I did learn one other thing, and that was she was very definite about the fact. I never saw the unit. It was in another room. It wasn't even in the kitchen. But she came out of another room, and she said, oh, I want you to see how gray the water is and the bubbles that are coming up. She said, you need to drink it while it's doing this. And she says, that's only a very short period of time. And she said, this is where you get the best value out of your water. And she just says, it doesn't stay that way. And I said, oh, really? I did not know that. And so anyway, having never seen a full demo, you know, a demo against ours with an actual unit, so when she dropped the, very quickly dropped the water into, or the test drops into both of them, and ours was deep purple, almost black. She described it to somebody else. It was practically black. She says it was so dark. And she says ours was, hers was still blue, in the blue category. And so she knew that from blue to purple, that even dark, dark purple, was really a significant difference. And she goes, that is incredible. That is really incredible. And I
think, didn't she point out the fact, the difference again? And I keep chuckling and thinking about the fact that, because we've been saying this for a few years, that if we can get the same finished result, the same finished product from a $308, that's our cost, or let's just quote the retail, you know, $400 with shipping and sales tax included, $400 waterfall unit, if we can get the same results from that as a $1,200, you know, Kangen unit, or all the way up to a $5,000 unit. I mean, doesn't it make more sense?
Well, the way she said it was, do you know how many people have told me they literally can't afford a $5,000 unit? She said, one-tenth of that cost, and we can get them into a unit. She said, do you know how many more people could have units in their home and have them do what? She says, there isn't anyone. And she repeated this to me, I don't know how many times, over the next few days when we talked almost every day about it, and she was so excited. She said, every one of my children are going to have one of these for Christmas, if not before. She says, I have got people to talk to. She called me back later in the day. She says, I've got to have some information on this. How do I go about getting it? Well, I told her I would do everything for her because she is finishing a book, and it's first priority on her list, and she's not multitasking. She doesn't want another thing to think about, but she could not get this off her mind.
And so let's make it simple for people, because not everybody's going to remember your verbiage and the way you approached her and everything. But what you can remember is this, and I have done this, I can't even tell you how many times, to get people connected with a simple, simple 14-minute long demonstration that is all about the Nikan water. Some of the verbiage that Rick uses when he did this demonstration, just very, very common sense, easy to understand terms, and that is, go on YouTube And everybody pretty much who has a computer knows what YouTube is, and then type into that search box at the top once you're on YouTube, two words, Niken Waterfall. That's it. And when you do that on any computer, right up near the top, you're going to see the description of, short demo, or I don't remember how the different the words are described, but they'll find it. You're looking for, Rick Murphy, or you can type in, and I've done it this way too, Rick Murphy Waterfall. Both
you
those,
know, Dan, while you're there doing it, I know you're going to say just carry that bar over. If you're like I am, I want to have the stuff I use first off to remind me on my desktop. You can drag it right to your desktop, and it'll show a little icon, and you can move it then from the desktop. You never have to go into YouTube again. You can move it right from your desktop into an email that you send to people. And that's what I started doing with my key items. I want to use two or three things. I know this is where you're going.
Yeah.
I want to use two or three things on any subject, any major subject in Niken when I'm talking with people, so I do not have to confuse them. Then they start saying, if they go down another path and they want something else, that's fine. But generally, I want to keep it so simple they don't have to make a decision on what is the best piece to use. And she got two things on the water. She got that, and she got the quick reference sheet, which she said, I just need a simple fact sheet. And I said, got that. They make it on every single product. I'm going to stand up to that on every product. I can have a file that's got every, each of the product things in it and each of the items that go with it to back that up. If it's the mag steps, why not the Weintraub study if they're scientific, or something more simple for the non-scientific person? There can be a couple of items there that can get used over and over and over again. And, that's, to me, simplicity. Too many things slow people down, and they just don't they don't take action. She's taken action, and it's going to pay off.
Well, and I think the fun part about it, too, is that you've given her some simple tools, and she is already familiar with pH and, acid alkaline and molecular structure and getting the chemicals out of the water, and to have something so simple is to be able to do that. So, hey, let's, I know you guys are on the line. Lee, you had recently you took a trip in the last couple of weeks up to the Northwest here to visit our neck of the woods. Lee, just let's jump in here. I know you're on the line. Let me just get right to the chase here, Lee. What are your, after having a really fun April, what are your goals for May in the arena of customers and quality enrollments and personal volume and personal group volume, all that stuff?
My goals are to get two more quality enrolled consultants for the month of May and two to four customers. I found while I was up there, it was easy to get customers because they, a lot of people are unclear or unsure yet, and so they are anxious to get the product, but they don't want to have to bother with the business. So that was fun. My goal is to get two to four of those this month, and I'm hoping to try to double my personal group volume. I don't know if that's an unrealistic goal at this point, but I'm going to shoot high and get as close to it as possible. I was just under 2,000 for April, and I'd like to see it right around 4,000 for May. But I'm going to try for it. And then my personal volume, I'd like to see get up to about 1,800. So that's my goal. That's what I'm going to work towards, and have fun doing it. I had a great time with all the people that I had the opportunity to speak with. So.
And Teresa, I got the privilege because you allowed me to help and support you with bringing Teresa on board as one of your quality enrollments for the month of April. bought a waterfall and made that investment after already having the sports bottle and seeing her. And she's a cancer survivor as well. Isn't she in her third treatment?
She actually is in her third treatment just this last couple of days. She'll have one more treatment the end of May. And she has a very good attitude. So that's a huge plus. But, it's a day-to-day thing, and we're going to, she didn't want to start the business till the end of the month, but I started thinking about, keeping her, helping her to stay quality enrolled, and she's such an enthusiastic person that it would just be a great opportunity to, see if she wants to, talk about maybe sharing this with some of the other women that in her support group. And just getting them as a customer, maybe, just so they can become, comfortable with the products. But she's just a fun person. As you could see on the phone calls, we could talk all day.
Well, yeah. I couldn't see, but I could hear because the two of you together were just so giddy, and I was going, ladies, I'm still here. Hello.
Yeah.
You guys are having such a great time. But she came on board and is part of your team, and now she gets to go through this process, and just to, again as a reminder that if 90% of people come on board to Neekin, they get introduced because this is a research and development company of amazing solutions that improve our lives. 90% of folks get introduced because of a product or a product experience. They hear about it, and that's what starts their journey because they're looking to improve their wellness. A great tool to allow people to think about that is the last 10 years of your life. When's a good time to start thinking about that? And again, this video is on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. The last 10 years of your life. It's in the collection of videos that Dennis William put together. It's on Dennis and Ruth's website. It's out there. And if you don't have that and you can't find it, just pop me an email and I'll shoot it to you. Lee, I think that the biggest thing is she started her wellness journey, and what usually tends to happen for most of us is we want to share that with other people, just like a good restaurant or a movie or that. When you put these goals down on paper, when I think about, that moving target, always that personal volume or personal group volume, that's a tough one because that's completely hinging on what other people do, unless we want to self-sustain every month, and we don't want to do that because there's no sense of opening up the doors to a restaurant and us, eating our own inventory. That's not the best way to build a business. Yeah, idea is we want to have customers. And by registering customers, sharing with them, that's one of the motivations that this gal that, she was a lead. Gisela Stevens called me in a panic because this gal came to her as a lead from Neekin. And Lee, you've gotten some leads before. She bought over $500 worth, and she just made the decision to get on auto ship. And part of that reason, I think part of the motivation was I shared with her, I said, hey, 6 months from now, Neekin's got a $200 worth of free product waiting for you if you make this auto ship commitment. And that's one of the beautiful things for a new consultant today. If they invest a one time in at least $400 and then get on auto ship that same calendar month when they join, then 6 months down the road, knowing that they're going to stay on auto ship, they get $200 worth of free product. And, that's what makes it fun. Yeah. Anything else you want to add to your goals for this month?
Well, just having a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy speaking with people. Have I left something out?
Nope. Okay. I think that you got them. You hit on all the main ones.
I'm hoping to continue with, trying to get a 21 club in there. But at the very least, making sure that I at least speak and present to at least 21 people. Because it's just, number one, it's a lot of fun, but number two, I wrote it down again this morning. It's just, Neekin has helped my life so much. I want that for other people, and there's so many people hurting and needing what we have. I just, you know, we have a moral obligation to share that.
Yeah. So, that I took that same concept in an email, followed up after I visited with a classmate of mine from, well, we're coming up on our 30-year high school reunion, and he's a mess. I mean, he just got a lot of physical things wrong, his wife the same way, and we were just trying to break down why they didn't have a good experience on the sleep system. They love the rollout. They both have M-strides, several pair that they wear, and they love the results they're getting from them, but some of the other things they're dealing with. And part of it's addictive behaviors of what they're putting in their body, and they were at this point now starting to be open to that, that maybe these things are really taking a toll on their body physically. Because we're both exactly the same age. We're born a few months from each other, and body's just not working the way it should, so we're evaluating that. And, you know, working through that. And I put that in an email and said, hey, look, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I want to see you guys get a better quality of life. And so in the follow-up, go ahead. I'm sorry, Lee.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, one of the things that I found was that made presentations for me a lot more comfortable and was watching the people that I spoke with become more comfortable when I started out by saying, I am not here to sell you anything. I'm here to show you what is available to improve your life and your health and all the different areas, you know, the five pillars of health. And that really, I think, disarms people and puts everyone at ease to say, you know, oh, geez, I'm not going to be faced with, a sales pitch, but rather information to take away and make a decision on, do I want to do this or not? Do I want to improve my health or my finances or whatever it may be? And I found that you actually could see a physical dropping of their shoulders and a more relaxed mode when they realized you weren't out to pitch them something.
Yeah, and that's, you know, by introducing real salt, by the way, and if you're hearing those two words together, real salt, for the first time, I can't encourage you more highly enough. Jump on SaturdayAMLive.com. Again, www.SaturdayAMLive.com. Scroll back about a year, year and a half ago. You're looking for the name Phil and Gloria Offerle, O-F-F-E-R-L-E. I've done a couple interviews with Phil and Gloria. And just something as simple as real salt. It's not sea salt. It's not Himalayan salt. Real salt. It comes out of a salt mine in Heber City, Utah. Redmond Trading Company you can go online and order it. But that simple thing, and this is what I was sharing with my friend Steve the other day, that simple addition to whatever you're doing wellness-wise will increase, I mean, the magnitude of benefits that you'll get out of everything that Nikan has greatly improve. And, you know, like Lee, when you share with people and say, look, I'm not here to sell you anything, I can't sell real salt because, I mean, there's no money to be made unless I try and mark it up 50% or 100%. But people can go to most nutrition stores. A lot of grocery stores carry it, or you can go online and order it. And it's a very inexpensive solution. And I'm not talking about increasing the salt you pour on your eggs or, your food every day. You just simply take it. Quarter teaspoon per every quart of water that you should be consuming. You don't mix it together. You just get it in your body. But Steve looked right at me and said, Vance, I hate salt. I can't stand the taste of salt. I said, well, I'm not talking about, tasting it. Just dump a quarter teaspoon on the back of your tongue because this guy drinks a ton of water. And it's pristine, clean water right out of an artesian spring that's on his property. And so I know it's really good, and he has had it tested. And it's the mineral content is high and whatnot, but as far as some other trace minerals in his body, he's not getting it. So that's what he talked about. And I showed him the package, and I said, we got to make a change here. And I'll take him a bag because I know when I follow up with him on Monday, he won't have had time or taken the time, made it a priority to go to the store and get some, unless his wife was, really keen on it. But they're looking at me like, oh, come on, what do you know? Because, I'm a classmate. I'm the prophet that's not accepted in his own town. So, hey, we've got a couple more that weren't able to share earlier this week. Doug, I don't know if you're on the line, and Lisa. Lisa Hazelgrove and Doug from Reno. And I don't hear your voices, so I'm going to take that as you're not on the line. I'm trying to remember some of the other people that didn't get a chance to share. So, you know, Lee, thank you for sharing your goals, stepping out there. And you know, at this point, if you're on the line and you're not part of Team Rogers, but you're part of another mentoring group, feel free to hit *6 and love to hear your perspective on your goals for the month of May. If you want to hear, *6 will demute your line.
Can you hear me, Ben?
There you go. Good morning, Doug.
How are you this morning?
Excellent. And yourself?
I'm doing very, very well.
So what are your goals for this month, the month of May, the very merry, merry, merry month of May?
Well, the month of May, I'm my goal is going to be the same thing, but I'm really really appreciate the two words that you came up with this morning, priority, being singular from 1914 or from
1400. Those were Ben Woodward's, and you know, but you know, but if I claim him enough, and then you know, don't give him credit, I guess I could claim him as my own. But how did that challenge you? The word priority, Doug.
Well, the word priority. It's kind of interesting, Vince, because priority and decisions and decide are kind of been in the back of my mind for several weeks now. How can I rearrange my daily activities, rearrange my life so that the number one priority becomes developing this Nikan business? And as I mentioned before, a priority without a decision is nothing more than a wish. And so I really appreciate Ben's focusing on, number one, you have to have the priority. I do agree with writing these things down. I do that relatively faithfully. But the decision to take this wonderful Nikan business or Nikan opportunity and run with it and share with it. I getting back to the month of May's quarters, I'd like to qual enroll at least two people and get two customers. But the 21 Club, getting the activity, having to do 21 presentations and a short period of time is looking like something that I need to set down, organize, and get done. Whether I'll get one done in May, at least I think I can get the framework set up.
Well, and I think that's what we need to remember. It's a 30-day period of time. So whether it's half May, half June, or all May, or all June, the key is, I think we really need to remember, and this is something that Herb Rapp shared this week on our mentoring call, is that, and he was referencing a story that he'd heard from a guy who was very frustrated because his business was not growing as fast as he wanted it to, and his upline, his mentor, said, well, let me see your calendar. Let me see how many appointments you have set up. Let's take a look. And he looked at his calendar, and it didn't have much on it. And he said, well, the thing is here, it's two different words, full, F-U-L-L, or fool, F-O-O-L. Either you have a full calendar or you have a fool's calendar. That if our calendars are not full of appointments, if we're not constantly connecting with people, and I'm pointing the finger right back at myself, okay, because As a husband and a father of three children who are very active, that are very demanding as far as, you know, the different activities they're involved in, and we don't have our kids enrolled in, you know, a zillion different things. But there is a balance, and yet at the same time of finding those little pockets of time to say, oh yeah, I can make that happen, and when appointments fall through or they get canceled or postponed, it immediately finding another window and say, oh yeah, let's get together sometime soon. Well, that's a fool's calendar. A full calendar is saying, oh, okay, we didn't connect. What's next week look like for you? What's the end of this week look like for you? When do you have an opening? Is getting that and nailing those things down, because if it's not priority, then we didn't make the decision. And that was very convicting to me, and that's why, You know, Doug, when you talk about doing it, it's just a matter of making it a priority and making that decision to, you know, cut off or kill any other alternative. And we're headed into the summer. If you're a property owner, you got stuff that's going to start growing if it hasn't already.
Yes.
And it's okay. You don't have to have, you know, to go for the Turf Builder or the Scott's Lawn of the Year Award. You know, I mean, it'll still be there. And now, I do believe you need to take care of, you know, what God entrusts to us. But, you know, we can obsess over things that really don't matter. And but what really does matter is people's lives that we know that we have association with. And we need to get out there and ask them the question, hey, would you be open to taking a look at this? This thing on March 8th, they celebrated their 40th year of helping millions of people around the globe. And it's growing. And that's what I want to encourage everybody, you know, 4 minutes from now, jump on this call with Dave Johnson and Ben Meekins, President Ben Woodward, and William Todd. And if you missed the phone number at the beginning of the call, or if you're listening to this via recording, you can catch the recording at magneticleaders.com. Again, magneticleaders.com. But the phone number to catch it live, and I don't want to sound like I am a commercial, okay, for this, because I know these guys. I've known William for 20 years, and I know what kind of a leader he is as a Royal Diamond. And Ben Woodward, I'm just getting to know him in the last 4 or 5 months. And the conversations I've had with him one-on-one, here's a president who has my back. He has my best interest in mind, our family's best interest in mind, and he's committed to leading this company into a new realm where we've never been. But the phone number to jump on that call, area code 218-548-3988, and the code, the password, the five-digit code is 838-54-POUND. Again, 838-54-POUND, and the phone number is area code 218-548-3988. And can't encourage you guys enough to jump on it. And again, if you've got a prior commitment right now and you can't jump on it this minute or 3 minutes from now, catch the recording. It'll be well worth the time invested, and you're going to hear some things that are going to, you know, if you have at all interest in sharing Meekin with other people, and you're serious about doing this as a business to generate income and to generate, you know, lives, you know, changing people's lives for the better, physically, financially, emotionally, mentally, for their family, this is a win-win. So, anyways, thank you, Mom, Lee, Doug. Appreciate it, your contribution, and hopefully this has been beneficial to everybody who's tuned in. And I have no other announcements than that. It sounds like some people are wanting to jump in the queue and ask a question or a comment real quick. Nope. Okay. Then let's put a comma on our conversation at this point, and we'll resume next week. And again, I can't encourage you enough, if you want to take your Meekin business to a new level, check out the mentorship program, the quality enrollment plan that Meekin has outlined. It's really fun. It's really simple. Being able to introduce customers every month and having a goal of 2 or 4 or 6 has just been a ton of fun. And when you have that attraction and you want to attract other people into Meekin, it just seems to happen. It really is. And the more we share, it seems like the more people come out of the woodwork. And whether they're from, you know, 30 years ago, like a classmate of mine, or in this one that Mom mentioned, 18 years ago or so, they just come out of the woodwork. But the key is we've got to get out there and make ourselves available and present it and make the contacts. And do we have a full calendar or do we have a fool's calendar? And again, I'm not trying to convict anybody or condemn you. I'm preaching to myself here. So get that vision out there, figure out what it is, because where there is a vision, where there is concrete goals written down, then people and ourselves, we can look at them. And I'm looking at mine right now for the month of May, and I know what it's going to take to pull this off, and I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled to see this come to pass. So have a great, fantastic Mother's Day weekend, all you moms and grandmoms out there. Thank you for investing into our lives, because we would not be here, obviously, without you. And we look forward to coming again together next Saturday, same time and place. So, again, happy Mother's Day, everybody, all your moms, and have a great weekend. Tune in to Dave's Call with William and Ben, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Ben.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.